in valley prayers. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your seat, everybody. Have your seat, everybody. Oh, glory to God. Masipola rosa tete. Almost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in tongues a bit where you are. Just thank you, Lord. Men are healed today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Malibo zatete. Malizo palibo zatete. We call you Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just pray a bit where you are. Just quietly. Just pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Ezra, I am doing my best to just be very plain and open to you. To show you why people don't get blessed in services. From what you studied yesterday, what do you think you are doing to your brethren when you come to church and you bring your mood of sadness and you bring it to church? So you are here, somebody is looking up to Julius to be praying. They are saying that Julius is just like this. I didn't know what my guy will say at work tomorrow. Indirectly, what are you communicating to somebody else? Lukewarmness. Okay, is this how you dress every day? Every day? Why do we decide to, okay, today you put on a tie, I'm not zagging. So by dressing like this, by default, what am I communicating to you? Responsibility. That be a responsible man. So I'm not saying in church we live a fake life, no. But in church, we now go the extra mile to do some things out consciously. That you might know how to behave thyself in the church of the living God, which is the what? The grand pillar of truth, the support of the truth. No matter what is wrong. We are coming from home today. All of us, we have to split, and some people have to go and look for drop. How to carry the people I can carry. Like, it's not everything that we happen in every day that will look palatable. But you are the one that we know that no, in church, whatsoever has happened. Now, I will bless somebody. The mindset in church is that somebody must be blessed through my conduct, through my character, through my communication, through my expression. So when you say pray, you don't have a choice. Just pray. Do it well. Why? So that, number one, somebody can see you and be encouraged. Especially workers. Number two, so that whatsoever made you dull before coming to service, you can have enough boldness to approach it after service. Praise God. So learn this. At least, even if things are not going right, what is your circle? What is your way out? Is it not to pray? Do we pray only when things are good? Amen, amen. Do you understand me this morning? Number one, don't discourage a fellow brother with your attitude in prayers. Don't be praying. That's why I don't like people chewing gum in prayers. I thought, to me, it's just irresponsibility. Because if you are chewing gum while preaching, no problem. But because prayers, what is your major tool of prayer? Your mouth. It's not your walking up and down. It's not your body shaking. It's your mouth. So when you are, when that mouth, something else is contesting with the attention of the mouth. Shingom will do 0.5 seconds. Tongues will do 1 second. Brother, let's take a valor. Koleanta. Stubo. Po. So by default, if we pray for 30 minutes, you will pray for 15 minutes. Abi? It's the same now. Is you don't pray by staying where people pray. You pray by what? Praying. Amen. Please receive these teachings and don't see them as casual. Do I start coming to be listening to all of individuals? But that will be the next thing. When you are praying, I'll go and read to Brian. What is he saying? Did that God, this man has started again, though. God deliver me again today. Amen, amen. Okay, don't mind me. Some service will be like this, like today. Today will be like something like last week. Just follow 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I've told you it's not for you to be asking, to be saying, Pastor, why are we not doing this? Just come, just receive. Just receive. Just receive. Just be blessed. Don't fix your mind to a pattern. Be blessed. I know we have. He said church must have pattern. It must have protocol. Must have. When the pastor is around, is the protocol. Amen. He knows how best to bless you. He knows what you need. This is a training, okay? Amen. That's why it's for you. That's why we are not more than this. I've been saying that since yesterday. 12 verse 1, 1 Corinthians. Are you there? This one will be shorter than the other one, but averagely this message will be shorter than my normal contemporary message. Bro, see, I hope you are watching us from your cave over there. Amen, amen. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1. Can we take this together? I want to go, yes? Now, concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Hallelujah. So if you're writing, please start writing. So same way that brothers, you know why you are beside Abib? You ensure he opens as fast as he can. Of course, it's faster than you now, but just be there. Amen? So now, so same way we need information. I didn't say you disturb brothers. Same way we need information about our redemption, we also need information about the things of the Spirit. Are you with me? He said, brethren, I do not want you to be what? Ignorant. Same way we require information about our redemption, we learn about our sanctification, we learn about our holiness, about our righteousness, consciousness, about our victory over the devil. Same way a believer needs information over the spirit as touching the spirituals. Same way. Say same way. So it's not about, you know, there's this facade in the body of Christ that when it's about things of the spirit, it can be anyhow. That okay, well, the spirit flowing now, spirit is flowing. Leave the spirit. The spirit carries somebody, a guy. Spirit wants to do the transfer for a guy. He carried the guy on his shoulder, threw him. Wah. Say what? Don't question. He's a spirit. The spirit wants to heal somebody. Carried a brazen snake in church. Snake in church. And to deliver somebody, that's it. Don't worry, it's a spirit. The spirit wants to move in a place. He said, the spirit told the man of God, oh yeah, today, what is going to move is your walking stick. Put your walking stick up. Tell people to be praying to the walking stick. Say, don't question. It's what? It's a spirit. And the ridiculous one is that one day the spirit said, I was there that day. I was there. And the spirit told the man, that today to bless people is to remove your singlets and to be waving it like a talisman. Be praying to the singlets. Are you not there that day? It's to be waving it. And people are praying to the singlet of a man of God. Say, don't talk. It's what? The spirit. So if another man carries his boxer, dirty, waving, amen, amen. And maybe things worse than that. Maybe for women, waving on the pulpit. What are they going to say? The spirit. Okay, if I have a license to use my singlet, if we have a female man of God, female woman of God, sorry, serious tautology. So does a woman of God who not have a right to use anything? She does now. Why? Spirit. Paul said, concern the things of the spirit. You don't have to be this ignorant. What is wrong with you? Say you don't have to. Hallelujah. Say, we know how it's done. So focus on this, I will call it, not We are not trying to start first and second service in this place. We don't even have the resources. So it's just pastor service. See it that way. Are you with me? Now, verse 2. You know that you are what? Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Verse 3. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say again, say no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. See, there are utterances. Please write this down. Please just write this down very well. There are utterances that we don't hear. That means there are words, there are statements that we don't hear, or that we must not hear from a man speaking by the Spirit of God. There are utterances. Please just write, if you're not writing anything, just write this one down. There are utterances or there are statements. There are speech, there are communication, there are some expression of language that we don't hear from a man speaking by the Spirit of God. E.g., a vision of seeing a believer in hell is calling Jesus accursed. He said, no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. E.g., a vision of seeing a believer in hell is to call Jesus accursed. Is so implied that Jesus died for nothing. That man, that woman is not speaking by the Spirit of God, particularly as that instance. Maybe some of them, they have never spoken by the Spirit of God before. Praise God. Amen, amen. So it was implied that he wasn't raised from the dead. See 1 Corinthians 15 verse 12. Because this is not a long, I should be done in 15 minutes if you cooperate with me. See 1 Corinthians 15 verse 12. Sir, please, hope you are in order over there. Good, trust you today. Verse 12, want to go, yes? Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Please, what can you see there? How say, I have told you, if you have a bad idea of Christianity, God may not really judge you with it because maybe it's as per comprehension. But when you start to say, whatsoever you say is no more personal. Verse 17. There are things that you don't touch. Tell your neighbor, say what you say, especially in church, is not personal. We can take you up on it. So, hope you understand. Please get that message, engaging unbelief, right? Is it 1 and 2? Engaging unbelief, 1 and 2. Get it. We preached this, last year. What you say, for a man of God to come to the pulpit and to say, well, to eternal does not mean forever. When God say he gave us eternal life, does not mean that he gives us a life forever. He said eternal just means the quality of the life. This one is not adjective. This is just dictionary meaning. As far as I'm concerned, such a man, even if tomorrow he stylishly start preaching the message of Christ, until he comes back to say, I am sorry for what I said, we shouldn't accept him. Hallelujah. I went back to my school that I taught them deliverance, did a lot of dramatic deliverance for them, amen, in school days. I went back to say, sorry, it's not like that too. They all don't see, they are just jamboree. No Christian needs deliverance. Praise God. Say no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. No, see verse 33 of chapter 15. Shelemiah, okay, that is it's not Shelemiah. Funny enough. Imagine, okay, see, the father is vexing. Oh, glory. 33, want to go? Let's read, yes. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt. This is why we tell some people to stay off. I think my wife will take a chat very soon, maybe on one of our workers' meeting. I call this sanity on the social media. Sanity on the social media. Hallelujah. Say evil communication corrupts good manners. Trust me, it's not talking about carrying bad boys. Like some of the friends of my guardian. Amen. Bad boys. Do you know who I'm talking about? Amen, amen. Like, you know, it's not talking about you have friends that are smoking ganja. You don't smoke. No, that's not what he's saying. What is evil communications? What was the next verse? 34. 34. Want to go? Yes, read. Awake to righteousness. And for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. So who are you to stay away from? Without the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. So you stay off such nonsense. Anybody preaching a vision of saying a minister, Bimbo Dukoya, went to hell, you stay off them. So, chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Is it threatening one another? What should you do with the words of the rapture? Comfort. Comfort. Not if you don't tithe. That is threatening. That is a threat. Comfort. Who is comfort in this place? Nobody. Comfort. Comfort. A vision of Jesus throwing a woman out because of how many matchstick again? How many? Two matchsticks. Brethren, two matchsticks. Heaven, blood of Jesus, everything. What undid it? Two matchsticks. Matchsticks, brethren. It's not fair. Like, are you not? Is it not insanity? It's not fair. Matchstick. We hear of fornication. We hear of stealing. Matchstick. Then two. Not a matchbox. The stick. One, do you know, how much they sell before? I know we all use lighter now. When you see you buy matchstick, how much do they sell it? ₦5. So, now, how much do you think would be a matchstick inside the box? How many kobo? Maybe, let's say, how many kobo make ₦1? 100 kobo, Abi. 100 kobo, that's 500 kobo in a what? Naira, right? Sorry, 500 kobo in ₦5. Eh? So, and we have 40 mash. So, how much is a mash stick? 8 kobo. 2 mash sticks, how much? 16 kobo undo the blood of Jesus is. 16 kobo. 16 kobo, brethren. 16 kobo. Ah. Somebody say, no, it's not about the mash stick. It's about. Shut up! We are going to restitute all the crayon you collected in primary school. I didn't return. All the poster color. Monami. Pen. We are restitute everything. Say no man. Speaking by the Spirit of God. Collect Jesus our cause. So, see the way I wrote this manual. I say it is evil. It is anti-God's word. Therefore, anti-Christ. If you have such tapes in your house, go and burn them. I went to hell. I went to heaven. I saw my pastor. And you didn't see yourself. If you saw a tape saying Jesus died for nothing, and you have maybe one sham that you're using in your house, that you're using before you are born again, which one should you be quick to burn? First, burn that tape. That tape of the man of God that is saying Jesus died for nothing, burn it. When you now come back from church, you can now think of maybe selling that sham. So you can make money. Amen. Sorry, I mean, you burn that one too. But which one should you first burn? that tape, that is more dangerous. Sham is, Bible says there's no God, there's nothing called God, there's nothing called idol. They're just demons, which out. So even if you have a sham before and maybe it's a talisman before, but it's nice, just tell the demons I told you to go out and be wearing your thing up and down. Sorry, don't, that's not doctrine anyway. Amen. Are you there? Are you ready? Let the people going to heaven, we know them, they are here. Let's read. Want to go? Yes. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. With his mighty angels. Oh. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believed, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Can you see? So, sir, from that place, sir, Brother Walt Smith, Brother Shamba, who is going? From verse 10. Those that what? That believe. See verse 10. Verse 10, everybody see. When he shall come to be glorified in his and to be admired in all them that what? That what? Who is going to heaven? The lady that does not wear trousers or the lady that believes the gospel. Is that clear? Brethren, I know you will say yes, sir. Why do you dress like a mannequin today too? I'm looking for justification. You don't get anyone there. Chapter 12, verse 4 of 1 Corinthians. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus. These ones are not born again. That is calling Jesus. How can I be preaching? And you are singing Twinkle. Can you just... God, see my work burning. Now, chapter 12, verse 4. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. Are you ready, brethren? Now, see, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Okay, the word diversities there mean diresis. Diada is two, right? Diaresis. It means there are distinction. What is gifts in that place? Charisma, right? You should know. Charisma. There are diresis, meaning distinctions, varieties, differences of charisma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of course, charisma means miraculous faculty, qualification, something that is inbuilt. It's different from Doria. Now, he said there are what? Diversities of gifts, but the same. Please get this today. Just this first and second service. Just get this as simple and clear as you can. It's just set you free. So, diversity of gifts, but the same what? Same Spirit. So, in this place now, where is the Spirit? Jesus, where is Rejoice? He's rejoicing somewhere. Call after this service. Let me know after. So, where is the Spirit now in this church? Don't say in us. I don't like that word. Where is the Spirit? Brother Kevin, sir. But Kevin, where is the Spirit? You see how you are frowning. How can the Spirit be in you? Where you are frowning? Amen. So, do we have the Spirit in him? Are you sure he's born again? Say if he's born again. Do we have the Spirit in him? Eh? Say in case he believes the gospel. Do you have the Spirit in him? You have many enemies in this place. Amen, amen. Sister Christy, based on what Oju did yesterday, does Oju have the Spirit? The Spirit of God bans on him. Eh? Imagine. How do you say a word like that in a law office? Eh? Are you not part of them? That is why feminism is taking over. And they will surely take over. Because you guys are not, you are clean this year. It's already clean, though. Just say, what are the ladies in this church meant for? They wanted to kill him. No, initially, I didn't know why they pushed him down. Later, now I said, what actually happened then? He said, he's already doing it. He now just stopped. He said, what are the ladies in this church meant for, sir? They cook. What do you cook? You brought plantain sheaves. Somebody brought pounded yam. You've now told that married woman to come and clean. Jesus. That is calling Jesus a cause. Glory to God. So now, individuals have the spirit. So, inside this man, do we have the diversity? Yes. Inside that, do we have all the diversities? Yes. Why? Because he has a spirit, she has a spirit, he has a spirit. So, the diversities, they operate by the reason of the spirit. Good. So, do we have a believer that needs to pray to have the gift of healing? No. What do you need to pray for? The spirit. But do you actually need to pray for the spirit? No. How do you receive the spirit? You believe the gospel. Ephesians 1:13. When a man believes the gospel, he receives the what? The Holy Ghost. Okay? And inside the Holy Ghost, just like in the common example, there is a lady that is living adjacent to your house. The lady can bake cake. The lady can, she like someone like me that doesn't know how to dress. The lady is a fashion, she's a fashion girl. She does some tailoring. Like she does a lot of nice things. She's good with the camera. What else does she do very well? Maybe she can drive. She's just okay. So today, you will go to her. Man, please help me to sew these clothes. You will pay money. Next tomorrow, you will go to her. I just came from traveling. Can you help me to prepare this soup? She prepared the soup for you. You are paying for all those services. But if you, as a smart guy, if you want all the services at once, what should you do? Toaster. Just bring her in. And you will not have to pay for anything again. I didn't say you're going to apply that to that lady you are seeing adjacent to your office. No? In another encounter. So, what if you need all the diversity? Who should you pursue? The spirit. Don't pursue gifts. Now, as a believer, you have the spirit. What should you do? Seek to express yourself more in the spirit and all the diversity they will show. Say they will show up. Say they will show up. Say show. Hallelujah. Oh, you are too much. So, verse 5. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Say admin. Say admin. Administration, that is a Greek word, diakonia, which simply means, please write this down. It means service. It means an attendance. So we have, in fact, it means offices. Okay, you can have somebody that is employed in your office to do, maybe he's just employed to do a secretary. Secretary, they are the jack of all trades. Can do everything. Buy food for you, type stuffs for you, help you to schedule appointments. But do you know that same guy can also be your security man? Does he have the ability to be a security man? Ability. Or maybe I'm using something that is so extreme. Okay, maybe inside. Okay, maybe a bank is better. In a bank, we have somebody that is assigned to give money out as cashier. If that person, if you put him or her on the customer care, can he perform? Can he perform? Yes. I mean, does he have the just overview of what to do there? Yes. If you say, okay, now you're not collecting money, go and be giving money, go and be paying. Can she do it? Yes. But as far as that time is concerned, what are you to do? Stay at the cashier. That will mean that you have a role, does not mean that is your ability. Ability is different from office. Ability is different from your job description. Maybe that one is better. Say job description. So say after me. Say there are differences of job description, but we serve the same God. Sorry, the word is Lord there. Say we serve the same Jesus. So diversities of administration, but it's the same Lord we serve. Verse 6. Want to go verse 6? Yes. There are what? Diversities of operations. But it is the same God which worketh all in all. This one has been giving a lot of some people issues, but it's not difficult. The word, please write this one down. The word operations there, write this one down. It's a Greek word, write energema. E-N-E-R-G-E-M-A. E-N-E-R-G-E-M-A. There are diversities of operation, energema. But he said it is the same God which worketh all in all. Funny enough, energema is the same word as energio. It means there are different type of working effects. I will explain to you right now. E.g., you can lay hands, listen to me, brethren, you can lay hands on a man right now and tell the man, hey, you are sick, this wound, be healed. And the man will maybe, nothing happened at that instant. He went to his house. And before he sleeps and wakes up tomorrow morning, the wound is healed. But you can also lay hands on somebody. What gift is that? Workings of what? Miracles, right? But you can also lay hands on somebody, wound, be healed. And in that meeting, at that instant, the wound closed up, healed, dried up. It is the same workings of miracle. But is this the same intensity? No. So there are a diversity of intensity. The same way you can give a word of knowledge and you can just say, I sense that you need to just work more on your emotional life. You just say that like paraphrase, work more on your emotional life. And somebody comes to you and say, hey, guy, there's a lady that is like this, like describe the lady, her shape and everything. You met her in this place. Beware of her. Have we said the same thing? But what happens to one? Intensity. Operations. But it is the same word, God that worketh all in all. The same effect this one we have, that one we have it. If the recipient is paying attention. Are you with me? Exactly. So what are, first thing is diversity of what? Gifts, but the same word. What are gifts? Endowment, right? Charisma, but the same word, spirit. Next one, diversity of what? But the same word. What is the third one? Diversity of what? Operations. What they call the Greek word of operation? Energema, right? What is the meaning? Working. Intensity. Effect. Don't know of effect. You know, if you do Adobe work very well, start a piece. You know, we have effect. You can go to a wedding and you just put one. We can do a wedding reception in this place, and God will still be glorified. The man will still carry his wife home. Amen. But you can also put effect. Hallelujah. Put light is shining under. There is a fish swimming under the temple of the couple. You know. But it's not the same wedding. Then you say, that wedding was great. Say, big gate came for the wedding. Okay. So when they carry the wife home, the wife now have two heads. Amen. Praise God. So diversity of what? Intensity. But the same girl you married. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you had spent just 500K in the 500K on the wedding, same wife. Say same wife. Sorry. That's not an utterance. So verse 7, want to go? But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. The manifestation of the what? The manifestation of the what? Write this down. Manifestation in that place, that is phanerosis. P-H-A, learn to be writing down these Greek words, it's good for explanation. P-H-A-N-E-R-O-S-I-S. Now, please, don't separate manifestation from the Spirit in this verse. That's a mistake that we often make. He said the manifestation of the Spirit. He's not talking about the Spirit. He's talking about what? Manifestation. Of course, from that Greek, that word means the exhibition. Exhibition. The expression of the Spirit. Pastor Jeremy will say, the open display. So, thank you, Lord Jesus. What do you think would be from the three concepts you just studied, gifts, administration, and working? What do you think would be the manifestation of the Spirit? Yes, I know. There's a way you have to mix it together. The manifestation of the Spirit. That would be a gift working at a particular intensity by a particular what? Admin. Because the three offices you just saw, what are they all trying to manifest? The Spirit, the things in the Spirit. No, second service, you understand better. So, come on, you say, are we going to have second service? Have we started? Imagine. Praise God. So, the manifestation of the Spirit is like the output of the three things I just said is given to every man for profit. Profit means for your good. Hallelujah. So, a man can manifest tongues and interpretation for your good. A man can come to you and to you it is given, gift of healing, for whose good? Your good. Who is the man manifesting the Spirit? Is it God? No, the man with the Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The manifestation of the Spirit. Are you still writing? Is given. But for whose good? For the good of the recipient. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God now. Oh, glory to God. Say the exhibition. The open display of the Spirit. I have it for the good of all. Say, I can express the Spirit. Sir, play the keyboard for me. Say, I can express the Spirit. Say, I can express the Spirit. So, when a minister is laying hands on you, what is he giving you? An expression of the Spirit. Some of you have different definitions of these stuffs before now. But I just have to, if you have noticed, I've avoided this verse for a long time. Even in Leo, I won't talk about it. The expression of the Spirit is what? Given to every man for their good. Who is the man expressing the Spirit? See, in this whole place, God is almost not in the factor at all. It's basically about the man in the place of the ministry, the admin that has mastered perhaps a selection of gifts, ministering it at a particular intensity. E.g., for instance, do you know you can actually choose what intensity you operate in? There are some people that you can see some people in the healing line. And you actually pray for one to receive now. And you pray for one to receive later. It's all about the man of God, though. And at times, you can pray for one to receive now, but he or she is receiving later. I At times, you want this man to do this thing himself. So, when he says there are diverse of operation, we have different levels of voltage. Hallelujah. The same way in church, that is why at times if you notice some plenty men of God, maybe including me, when they go for a meeting that is not their church meeting, what they don't do in church? That's how you see everybody lift up your hands. The power of God is here. No much doctrine. Just cross all the roads. Gua. In the church, it doesn't do it. At least I know of someone like that. That is Pastor Gabriel Prosper in Sapele. That's what it's almost like in his church, it's always like dry, lethargic, just Bible, but invite him to somewhere else. So at times, you know what the church member will now do? When they invite him somewhere else, the church member will now go. Hallelujah. Of course, you have to do the two. Praise God. But you have everything, and you know how to use it well. Say, I have the manifestation of the Spirit. Now, say, I give to others for their good, not for evil. We look at that in the other service. Pray in tongues, everybody. For their good. For their good. For their profit. That will mean you will exhibit the Spirit in such a way that it will profit somebody. In such a way that somebody will be blessed. In such a way that somebody will be lifted. You will manifest the Spirit in such a way that somebody will be made better. You will manifest the Spirit to the intent that somebody is edified. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in tongues. Oh, thank you, Lord. You will manifest the Spirit in such a way that someone is edified, someone is blessed, someone is lifted, someone is encouraged. And this is what we are going to do in the service today. We exhibit the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. It will be abundant in this place. It will be abundant. It will be so much. 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 To some of you intentionally, we will increase the intensity. We will increase the effect. To some of you intentionally, we will take it up for your good. Some of you, we will give you raw right now. But take it. But it will be for your good. Hallelujah. You know how to manifest the Spirit. You know how to. Holy Mose, Poli Raze, Padi Dada. Lo Sabi, Lora, Setete. La Pola Roste, Kepile, Kete, La Zoba. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Larry Master, Gapalandeo. Days of glories are here. Days of glories are here. Days of glories are here. Brother Abib, days of glories are here. They are here. Days of glory. Days of glory. They are here. Days of glory. They are here. Days of glory. They are here. Yeah, poly rosta kapala malamana. They are here. Hallelujah. Effortlessly manifesting God's power. Effortlessly manifesting God's power. Days of glory, they are here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Samala razo pali moze polaro zamala masekentelia. La keto limoza pali. Days of glory, they are here. 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 They are here. Days of glory. 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 There is strength made available for everyone here today. Days of glory. Days of glory. Days of glory.